My very special guest is Kraftwerk's Ralph Hutter, and we're playing tracks from the band's new album. It's out this week. It's entitled Tour de France Soundtracks, and that's Tour de France, tape one. And let's talk about the appeal of cycling as far as you and, you know, the rest of the guys from Kraftwerk are concerned, if we can. What is it as far as you're concerned? What makes it so special for you?
Well, it's like music. It's always forward, like we say in Germany, vorwärts. And it's free, it's outside, it's the weather, it's the planet, it's energy. It's very parallel to certain aspects of music, not all, but some. I mean, and then we used I used my heartbeat, which was recorded from the electrocardiogram that I did, and the medical tests and check, and my breath. And we worked on these elements, incorporating them into the electronic soundscapes. And so it's, for us, it's like very parallel to music and making music and going out there improvising.
I mean, you mentioned earlier on, Ralph, that, you know, Tour de France was a single back in 1983. Yeah, am I right in saying that around the release of that track, that you were also working on an album?
Yes.
That was scrapped. Can you tell me for what reason?
Well, we had the concept, and then it was like we concentrated on other aspects of our music, like the digital re-recordings, and then we worked on another concept that was called Techno Pop that came out as the Electric Café album. But then the Tour de France album concept rested, and we've been playing the Tour de France composition all on the tours with strong response, and so this version, like a new version, also very energetic, is included on the album, the way we play it live digitally. And then we have just composed more and more music about it and more lyrics, and that's how this came about.
And all of that on the finished result, as I said, which is actually out now. Ralph, can you tell us how the writing and also the recording works as far as, you know, Kraftwerk are concerned? I mean, you know, do you sort of go into the studio and build a track up, or do you go into the studio with kind of sort of, you know, almost sort of finished ideas and just record them?
No.
Can you explain it to me, please?
Well, we have no fixed principle of working. So wherever the ideas come from, might be from watching the Tour de France on television or riding the bike and creating some lyrics, working on the lyrical side, concepts. We might be sitting in a studio without music. We might be sitting in a studio with 10, 12 hours of working on a track. So there's always different work to do, checking the computer programs or working with the engineers, or we also test pilots for computer programming companies, so they give us new computer programs, so we test them, and so there's all kinds of work to do. We close the doors and we disappear, and when it's finished, we come out.
And what do you hope that you know, the listener comes away with after hearing the album as well? Do you have an idea of what, you know,
well,
was that sort of, you know, left to the listener?
We try, yeah. That's basically what music is about, to stimulate somebody else to create within his fantasy.
Put their own interpretation on it.
And we try to incorporate a certain spirit of cycling, because it's like very silent. So we made the music kind of like flow, and with little repetitive turning elements, filter elements, and of course the sound of the human heart and the human breath, which is about the only sound that you hear, because a well-functioning bike should make no sound. So we have, it's kind of like very flowing, and we have flowing chord changes, gradual, and visual aspects that we incorporate into the live performance, where we have all these computer images and films, and so we.
It's all in there for people.
Yes, well, it's multimedia. It's the way we work.
Well, let's play another track. News and Travel is on the way. Ralph, I'd like to play Aerodynamic next. Can
yes.
you tell me a little bit about this track?
Aerodynamic is like the individual rider within the team, staying in the slipstream of each other, so it's an individual sport, like music is very individual, but then again really energetic when it comes into a team. So that's aerodynamic.